Now, despite having a population of over 2.5 million people, the greater Western Sydney area remains pretty unrepresented when it comes to participation in the arts. Now, with limited facilities for stage productions and a bit of a lack of pathways for young writers to communicate their perspectives of an ethnically diverse environment, it can be a bit of a challenge, in particular to encourage a greater literary output from Western Sydney. Now, Westwards has been established, and we have on the line Executive Director Michael Campbell to tell us all about it and how his organisation plans to empower a new generation of storytellers. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER.
A pleasure, absolute pleasure.
Now, we looked into this, Westwards. It's obviously representing Western Sydney, but it's got to be a good reason why you think this is really important for the people of Western Sydney to have a bit of more a literary voice.
Well, look, you've just alluded it to in the introduction. I mean, 1 in 11 Australians live in the greater Western Sydney area.
Mm.
We've got amazing things and amazing stories because, you know, residents come from over 170 countries and speak over 100 different languages.
Wow.
A third, literally a third, of the population have come from countries where English was not their first language.
And that's amazing, isn't it? It's such
it's incredible.
Cultural mix of people in Western Sydney. I think we have to stop and think about that sometimes.
Yeah, and what that means is that there is, like, such a wealth of stories and experiences and interpretations on the world that are here. And when you consider that 1 in 11 Australians are living here,
yes,
that
it's a stat you don't think about, yeah.
That's significant.
Yeah.
And I think it's sort of part of who we are as Australians. All these stories, and not only the stories of each of these people bring with them and grow up with them, but it's the stories between people and between cultures. And when all those stories kind of blend in together and rub up against each other, there's the opportunity for greater understandings, greater insights. It's a really exciting place to be working.
So that's great. And what is Westwards doing, and how are they working? How did it sort of come about, and what are they doing to sort of help bring these voices out?
Well, Westwards started a decade ago. It started not as Westwards, though.
Right.
It started as a project-based organisation, going from little project to little project for 7 years of its existence. And the state government did some cultural mapping of this area and said, look, there is not enough investment that we are doing, not enough support giving to get these stories out there.
Mm.
So they suggested that Westwards became an independent company, and that's where I came in. I've been doing the job now 2.5 years, but we have just opened a new centre.
Exciting.
But not only one centre. In this 6-week period, we're opening up a new centre for writing in Western Sydney. It's the first of its kind, because it is what we're trying to do is make it particular to what I've just been talking about, with all the different cultural and language inputs of the people that are resident here. But we're also opening up writers' rooms down in Campbelltown, and this Saturday up in Katoomba.
So what can people expect in these writing rooms? Is there some sort of support as well for...
What we do is that if you become a member of a writer's room, it gives you space to work, quiet space away from the rest of the hurly-burly of life. Mm. But we're also going to be providing sort of a series of workshops and masterclasses and events so that people can help develop their technique,
right,
their craft, and help develop the audiences. Because one of the things that we talk about with Westwards is that we are a literature development organisation. And so when we say literature development, what we actually mean is that we're developing the writers, so providing the skills.
Mm.
We're, through workshops, residencies, masterclasses, we're also providing... developing the audiences. So we're kind of getting those stories to new audiences.
Yeah.
And we're art form development. And what we, I mean by that is because in a, you know, in a digital environment, the relationships of words to visual imagery is just amazing. I mean, you go on online and you get bombarded with both visual imagery and with the text that contextualizes it, and that kind of nuance between the two different art forms is getting so fine. Mm. And generations underneath me, it's just, you know, digital natives are just so adept at it. But also, when you think of all those different cultures have different art forms that carry their culture. So you get, I'm being very broad here, but, you know, you have cultures where a lot of their culture is in their craft, their handicraft work, or their oral storytelling, or their dance. Mm. But Western European kind of cultures, they're very word-based. So how do you do that translation of culture? How do you do that sort of, how do you get, so it's not siloed, so what happens when you get dance mixing with words in an oral form, which mixes with words on a page or on a computer, you know, that those are really interesting kind of spaces to work with. And then you throw in music.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fantastic. The cultures that, you know, are such a mix of cultures like we were talking about. But then getting those stories, I just always think of so many great stories that are in other cultures that, like you say, maybe Western European people aren't quite aware of. And maybe the children have been taught them by their parents or their families over generations. And actually getting them down on paper and then mixing it with a sort of an Australian way of life as well, you can keep new versions of these stories.
Oh, absolutely. And the old stories become new again.
Yeah.
There's a transfer of stories from older generations to the younger ones. And then the younger ones taking their sort of interpretation as they take their stories out into their peers, how that gets transformed and being fed back up the generations.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And one of the most exciting places that we quite often go to is schools. And we do in school residencies and master classes. But when we're in schools, we see in the classroom this diversity of faces and viewpoints and that bring just sort of like what was once a sort of a static view on something, a static interpretation on something. Suddenly, when you put that through the sort of the lens of all these various kids, it suddenly becomes richer and more resonant, and then you kind of get all those interpretations. And then what they do, and some of the things that we do, is that they then reinterpret from their own viewpoint.
Yeah.
Or after they've had dialogue with, you know, when you've got somebody from, say, Sudan, talking with somebody from Lebanon, you know, then talking with somebody from Singapore. You know, it's a wonderful kind of, you know, cross-section.
I read some interesting stats today. There was a big stat that came out from the NAPLAN results regarding nearly 20% of young Year 9 boys across Australia are not meeting the national minimum standard in writing. This seems like something that Westworlds could definitely look to focus on and assist with, particularly in boys.
Oh, absolutely. And we do. We have particular strategic initiatives where we work with boys, especially in high school in those sort of Year 9, 10, because they're kind of very pivotal years.
Yeah.
And we have one wonderful example. A few years ago, we started with working with Cranbourne Boys High School, and we took them and brought them together with kids. We did a residency with one of Australia's leading poets, Mark Tredenick. We have done crime writing workshops with a writer who used to be a detective in Vice in Perth, and senior investigator with ICAC. Mm-hmm. We've done editing workshops with, you know, and we've brought them with Lightning Ridge Seeds. For the first time in over a decade, those kids went on to do Extension English, and they are looking at coming into Year 12, looking to very conceivably go into the highest band of results.
Oh, fantastic.
But one of the things that for getting good writing and good literacy, it all starts with reading. And it starts with reading.
Mm-hmm.
Right back at the very beginning, where it starts back when a parent, a grandparent, an uncle or aunt sits with a kid on their lap with a book, and kids get captivated that way. And it becomes normal, the reading and the interaction with sort of the worlds that are revealed with what's on a page becomes normal. And that's where it starts. And and right through the sort of, you know, up to sort of the preteen, that kind of process is what will deliver these better NAPLAN results when you kind of get higher up into high school.
Yeah, I do love the idea of reading to your child every day, and then that encourages them to read every night before bed or something like that, and just getting that habit going. It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and it does become a habit. Hmm. And what we are very, very particular about at Westwood is that kind of that being part of the ecosystem, starting preschool, and then doing the courses and the sort of the assistance and the support right through preschool into primary age school, into teenage, into the emerging writers that come out of it, and getting those emerging writers published. So the stories that are here in Western Sydney reach a wider audience. And we do run fellowships, and we've had people who've had their work published in the past 3 years, specifically coming out of the fellowships and mentorships that we've done. And then we employ the professional writers back into so that they can give back.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
There was an announcement yesterday about the opening of Westwards and Parramatta, and that the CEO of Census Direct actually offered cheaper rent for the premises. That's a fantastic story.
Oh, it's a wonderful. Mark Minner is his name. He is the type of person that is a rarity, is gold, really.
Yeah.
Because he gets it. He actually gets that being part of creating a healthy, a wealthy, in a rich, in all it, that word means, society is about being part of a community and facilitating. And because he values it, he can see the value in it, he invests in it because it makes sense on every level.
Indeed. Well, it's fantastic to talk to you. I'm really excited for this and for your organization and the amount of children and young people that are going to get their voices out and developing their skills. It's really great to see. Congratulations on it all. And good luck with the opening of the Katoomba Writers Centre. I think it's on this Saturday.
It is on this Saturday. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. That was Michael Campbell, the Executive Director of Westwards, as we were saying, an organisation tasked with mentoring young readers and writers to develop their literary voices of Western Sydney. And if you happen to be around the Katoomba area, that's right, it's on Saturday, opening up at 6:30 p.m. I'm not quite sure of the address here. I will find it for you and pop it on our website. There it is, Gallery 188, Katoomba Street, Katoomba, the Den 24/7 Katoomba Writers Room. And you can check out westwards.com.au for more information.